Mali signs a controversial ceasefire with the rebels, but will it last? Flooding in northern India may be the worst in its history, and a ministry weighs the impact of 1%. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Mali has signed a controversial ceasefire with the Tuareg rebels, and the most obvious question is it for real? The accords paved the way for the elections on July 28th. What then? Problem is, nobody knows. Voice of the Martyrs spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
the deal does not include them giving up their weapons and coming into the political process. As we look at the future, the good news in the short term is hopefully the two sides really will stop shooting at each other. There can be a little bit of stability. There can be a little bit of peace.
With all the distraction of the coup and the refugee crisis, nobody was paying attention to the sudden spike in persecution of the Christians. Sharia law became the rallying cry, but it was answered by prayer warriors. For those on the field,
Voice of the Martyrs provides a safe place for them to be, to get a little bit of peace, discipleship, training, and then hopefully launch them back out into their society where they can be a witness for Christ.
Want to know more? We've got details at our website. Next, northern India is seeing the worst natural disaster in its modern history. Nearly 600 are dead and thousands more stranded following monsoon flooding. Gospel for Asia says the storm came earlier in the season than usual, catching the region completely off guard. GFA teams are giving clean water and food on the outskirts of the disaster zone. They'll be moving into the worst hit areas as soon as it's safe to do so. So please pray that GFA workers will have that access soon. This is Mission Network News. More kids are getting a chance to go to school. Recent figures from the United Nations show a slight fall in the number of kids globally who don't have access to school. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International spoke with us on Skype.
The fact that there are still 57 million kids who don't have that opportunity to get an education is a real concern.
There aren't enough schools in most communities, and it's also beyond what most families can afford. That's why Kids Alive steps in to help cover expenses. In some countries, Kids Alive is even opening its own schools.
Our goal is that every child Kids Alive works with is able to reach their full potential. And it involves getting them a quality education.
There are opportunities for you to help at missionnetworknews.org, but there's a way you can help right now, too.
People can be praying for children in these communities, for improved educational opportunities for them.
Meanwhile, the Jesus Film Project just checked off 100 translations of their Magdalena film. This movie follows the Bible's Mary Magdalene and how Jesus changed her life. The premiere was held in Madagascar, and since then, over 2 million people have seen the new translation. The Jesus Film Project's Linda Ingerson says women in Madagascar are not highly valued.
These women are rejected by men, by society.
The film has a huge impact.
One of the women had not planned to come to the premiere, but God worked through their church. The pastor set it up for her to come. And she said when the film started, her heart was just beating, and she was so full of emotion because she saw that same shame, rejection from men and from society. So she just felt this desire to share to the ladies of her area what the Lord can do for them and how he can restore their value.
You can watch Magdalena at our featured links. And if you ever thought about the significance of 1%, if our days were 1% longer, we would have an extra 14 minutes or 3.5 more days in a year. Partners Relief and Development is asking what 1% of your paycheck could do for Burma's refugees. They have a tool that'll figure it out for you. Check it out at missionnetworknews.org and pray that more help will be given to refugee families through these 1% gifts. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you send us your best gift, I'll send you this year's 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. It's a prayer guide that'll help you pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 9th. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.